Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid. This is my entry for the Doggies of Podcasting 2014, and this is episode 21.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So I have a thing for boats. Specifically, I have a thing for wooden sailboats that I've had since ever. I don't know, maybe it has to do with the fact that I was born the day after my mother had just been on the beach, that I grew up in a coastal village in New Jersey until I was 4 or 5 and we moved to Colorado, and then I went back every summer. Maybe it has to do with the fact that for the first 4 or 5 years of my life, the first sound I heard every morning and the last sound I heard every night was the foghorn on the Sandy Hook Lighthouse. Or maybe I just have a thing for boats. I remember when I was very little walking the pier of the piers of the Atlantic Highlands Yacht Club with my grandparents on Sunday afternoons. We would walk up and down each pier, the fishing piers first, and then the yacht piers afterwards, and then finally at the very, very end of the harbor was the public access pier where the locals could, actually it was a launch ramp where the locals could bring their boats if they weren't stored in the actual harbor. Moored, sorry, in the actual harbor. They could bring them to the ramp anyway. As a small child, the harbor parking lot was also where the fireman's fair was every summer, which was like a portable amusement park that they had. So you would be on the tilt-a-whirl or on the swings or whatever, and on one side there would be a wooded hillside, and on the other side of you would look over the water, and it was amazing. The most primal sense to me are things like rain and the machine oil of straight pins. My mother says it's the machine oil. I say it's the smell of pins, but it's really the machine oil. And those shippy, tarry harbor scents that you only get when you have wooden piers and salt water. Fresh water is never the same. So I have a thing for boats, and I also have a thing for boat literature, and specifically, I go through phases, usually once a summer, sometimes a little more often, where all I run are reader stories about people living on sailboats. It started when I was 18 or 20, I guess, and I read this book called Maiden Voyage by Tanya Abey. Her last name is spelled A-E-B-I. And it's about this young girl. She's 17. She never really fit into a traditional school mold. And when she turned 18, her father gave her a choice. He would either pay for her to go to the college of her choice, or he would fund the purchase of a sailboat, and she could circumnavigate the world solo. And she chose the sailboat. And so she did it. She did not officially get the record because there was contention about a 40-mile stretch of sail where she had a passenger who was just a passenger, but even without having the actual record, she still made the journey. So, you know, it's the journey that counts, not winning some award or having your name in a record book. Her book is really well written because she wrote it as a slightly older person than based on her log entries and her adventures. She met the love of her life while she was there. She had a lot of really amazing experiences. And some of them are awful experiences. There's one scene where she talks about having an ear infection in the middle of the ocean, and there's like water crashing everywhere, and she's terrified she's going to capsize, and she ends up pouring salt into a sock and heating it on the kerosene stove so she can hold it against her ear. This was in the days before even the cheapest boats had sat-nav and personal emergency alert systems. So if she had gone down, it would have been it. But it's there's something just so cozy about the notion of being on a sailboat surrounded by teak and quilts and soft light and the lulling of the ocean that I'm just really enamored with these stories. Last summer, there were like 3 or 4 different books that came out of young girls, teenagers, 15, 13, somewhere in there, who had also attempted circumnavigation solo. They did it with laptop computers and sat-nav and whole crews of people who would be there to help them if they needed something. They were on the boat alone, but at all of their check-ins, there would be crews who would meet them and go over the boat and make sure everything was happy. So it's kind of cheating. I mean, it's kind of the sane way to do it if you're gonna do it, but it's still kind of cheating compared to what Tanya did, in my opinion. Last year, I think it was last year, it might have been the year before, my friend Tabitha, Tabs, who you all know from this group and everywhere, recommended a book that she was reading called Three Men in a Boat, and I have it. I have it on my Kindle, but I don't like reading my Kindle in the bathtub because I'm always terrified that something horrible is going to happen to it. I do it anyway sometimes, but I try not to, and so I really want a copy in paperback because I can read paperbacks in the bathtub. Which is weird, because the Kindle would, like, just dry out, right? There's really not a lot of places where water can get in the 2 seconds it might dunk into the tub, but a paperback would be ruined. Nevertheless, I am more comfortable reading paperbacks in the bathtub. So for my birthday, my godmother, my mother's younger sister, Patty, who is the family book aunt of her generation, for my generation, I have become the book aunt for my nieces and nephews. I think every family has at least one of these. And, I mean, I use the title, if I write it, I always capitalize the book aunt. But she's the person who I know for every holiday, every Christmas, every birthday, I will receive a book from her. And sometimes it's something I really, really want. Like, there have been times when I've had things on my Amazon wish list that she's picked. And sometimes it's been something that she's read that she thinks I'll respond to. And this last birthday, last Sunday, she sent me a book called The Boys in the Boat. And it is a nonfiction piece. It's really good. It's written with the same sort of creative nonfiction journalistic style as books like The Perfect Storm. It's not written by the same author. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you who it is. And I'm on the iPad, so it's really hard to change screens, so sorry. But it's The Boys in the Boat, and it is about the 1936 U.S. Olympic rowing team. But it's really interesting because it opens in Seattle in 1933 with this glimpse of these freshman boys at Washington University or University of Washington, whichever one has purple as their color. And talking, it takes you on basically a walking tour of Depression-era Seattle and talking about where the logging used to happen and where it's not happening now and where the bread lines are and how Seattle has its own Hoovervilles. And then you get to the university campus and they have all these fresh-faced young men and women, and the men are in pressed khaki pants and polished Oxfords and wearing cardigans, and everybody's smoking something because it was the 30s and you just did. And it's this sort of, I don't know, if the boys from Dead Poets Society had gone to university in the 30s, it would have very much the same tone. So I've just started reading it, but I'm really, really enjoying it because A, I love boats, and B, it's well written. So that's what I'm talking about tonight, boats. There is a bed and breakfast that operates out of Oakland, California, and a couple of different ports called Boat and Bed, or Bed and Boat. I don't remember the name of it. But basically, they have permanently docked sailboats, and instead of staying in, like, a building, you go to the sailboat, and you sleep there, and in the morning, they bring you a basket of breakfast, and if you arrange for it, you can have a day trip sail of 3 to 5 hours for a fee. And I've always wanted to do this. Sadly, I married a man who is afraid of water. Now, granted, he's from a landlocked state. He thinks swimming in lakes is actually going to the beach, and I keep going, no, it's not. It's not the same at all. But you only understand this if you grow up on the shore. In any case, I am going to turn this off now, and I'm going to curl up with The Boys in the Boat, the book, not the actual boys, and I will leave you to it.
Stars
steam is drifting. This has been the Bathtub Mermaid. You can find my show notes at bathtubmermaid.com, where you can also leave a comment if you're interested. You can also leave me a message on Twitter at Melys, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Dog Days of Podcasting can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for listening, and remember never to let your bathwater get too cold.
Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.